from an album organist Olivier Latry made in Vienna with the Fiddleblech Vienna and Anton Mittermeier, percussionist. Olivier Latry is giving an organ recital this Friday evening, October 10th, 7:30 p.m. in Bale's Organ Recital Hall, adjacent to the Leeds Center. All students and KU faculty free admission, but tickets are required. Otherwise, tickets will be sold at the door or through the Leeds Center ticket office, and his recitals have sold out. So it's the organist, one of them, of Notre Dame of Paris. It's a concert as part of his teaching residency at KU, where he's currently the William T. Kemper Artist in Residence. And remember, the Bales Organ Recital Hall is a facility designed for and dedicated to the teaching, rehearsal, and performance of organ music. Just 198 seats. It has the greatest acoustics. Around a 45-stop mechanical action organ built by Helmut Wolf and Associates. And we have a peek at the program. He'll start with the Bach Chaconne, the Chaconne for violin in the Messerer transcription. And then Guy Ropart, the Funeral Prelude. Eugène Gigou, Scherzo, César Franck, Third Choral, and Maurice Duroflay from the Suite Opus 5, three parts from that. It'll be an historic evening with legendary organist Olivier Latry this Friday at Bale, 7:30 p.m. Well, good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown. This is KPR. Let's hear Wolfgang's father, Leopold Mozart's double horn concerto now, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Iona Brown and her direction of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble for Leopold Mozart's double horn concerto in E-flat. Good morning. Next, we'll hear a very appropriately titled harp piece, Iridescence, before we hear some Richard Wagner and Joseph Barnby sung by the choir of Westminster Abbey. It's still below 60 in Lawrence today. We have a 20% chance of showers before 10, so that's about 35 minutes away. Should stay mostly cloudy, but some sun coming out later and ultimately a high of 68. With a northern wind picking up to about 20 miles per hour. So tonight's low 46 and tomorrow should be sunny and perfect with a high of about 71. Support for all the great classical music this morning here on KPR comes from you. Also from the KC Civic Orchestra. Kansas City Civic Orchestra is presenting works by Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky, Debussy, and Mendelssohn Sunday, October 12th at 3 p.m. in the Midwest Trust Center. Open to the public, but reservation is required at kccivic.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Info at airefugeeslawrence.org. This is KPR. Here's the Iridescence. Courtesy of harpist Sarah Schuster Erickson. On her own label from about 2000, Carlos Salcedo's Iridescence, here on Kansas Public Radio on this cool fall morning. Next, some stirring music from Tannhäuser and the choir of Westminster Abbey's coming up. Next hour, Ravel, piano trio in A minor, and Gershwin's Catfish Row, sweet tunes taken from Porgy and Bess and put into an orchestral suite. And in the noon hour, as it happens, we've got music from two great Italian film composers. Hear the love theme from Cinema Paradiso by Ennio Morricone, and a bit later, a bassoon concerto from Nino Rota, plus a Spanish piano quintet and more during classical music from noon to three with Jeff on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown with you until then. It's 9:30. Here's the overture and the Bacchanal from Tannhäuser. It's Richard Wagner on KPR. The Overture and Bacchanal Venusberg music from Tannhäuser, Richard Wagner's music with Zubin Mehta and the New York Philharmonic. Listen for something by Cimarosa in just a few minutes after the news, The Secret Marriage Overture. Before we have some New England music in the 11 o'clock hour, a hymn to New England and three places in New England, before we hear the Woodland Sketches by New England composer Edward McDowell. Good morning. It's about 4.5 minutes before 10 o'clock. And now here is Joseph Barnby's setting of Psalm 24 on KPR. The choir of Westminster Abbey, recorded in the Abbey, with some Anglican chant on KPR, Joseph Barnby's chord settings for each measure in Psalm 24 set to music. There'll be a great choral concert in Topeka tonight. It's the Washburn Choral Concert. It's at 7:30 p.m. and not at Washburn. It's at Grace Cathedral because of a wonderful piece by Mendelssohn. It's sung in English. It's called Hear My Prayer, which Mendelssohn scored for soprano soloist and chorus and organ. Dr. Crystal Buck will be the soprano, and Dr. Donald Livingston, the accompanist. It's all directed by their director of orchestras, who's the acting choral director, Dr. Raffaele Cipriano. They'll start off with some ancient music, well, from the 1500s by Palestrina. And then they'll have something from Nabucco. They'll have Yesu, Joy of Man's Desiring. And then O Danny Boy and Down by the Sally Gardens. To the Mothers in Brazil, Salve Regina. And even something from Mamma Mia. So it's the Washburn Chorale. This is KPR.
Get caught up.
We are learning new
every weekday.
Join us in the morning between 5 and 9 right here on KPR. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from KJHK and their 50th birthday showcase in the Kansas Union Gallery and the Kansas Memorial Union, now through Saturday, October 18th, with a reception Thursday, October 16th, 4 to 6 p.m., open to the public. Details at kjhk.org. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming singer-songwriter and master folk storyteller Ellis Paul. Sunday, October 19th, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Still under 60 degrees in Lawrence, maybe getting up to about 68 this afternoon. It's 10:01. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington,
Murray, Utah.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 80 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Drexel University, whose cooperative education program positions students to explore future careers before graduation. This is experiential education. More at drexel.edu. More about us at kansaspublicradio.org. Here's the overture to The Secret Marriage on KPR. In the tradition of the grand Italian opera overture, Domenico Cimarosa, the overture to The Secret Marriage. Next on Kansas Public Radio, Ravel and Gershwin, who thought a lot of each other as composers. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. And from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at 7 venues, Friday, October 17th, and Saturday, October 18th. Tickets at granada.com. Well, there are lots of stories about things that Ravel and Gershwin could have said to each other. I think most of them are just stories, but it's interesting to think about. There's the one about Maurice Ravel told Gershwin he thought a lot of his music and he wanted to be able to write like him and wanted to make as much money as Gershwin did. Ravel, of course, not as popular in a mainstream way. Or was it that Gershwin told Ravel he liked his music and Ravel said to Gershwin, "I like your earning capacity." The most haunting one is that before they met, George Gershwin was finishing up in a jazz club in New York City, and there had been a man sitting by himself in the shadows, listening intently, and as soon as they were done, the man left, and somebody told Gershwin, "That was Ravel. That was Maurice Ravel." We'll hear Gershwin in a minute, but first, Maurice Ravel's Piano Trio in A Minor on KPR. In three movements, the Piano Trio in A Minor, played by the Eroica Trio. That's the music written by Maurice Ravel, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, on this cool autumn morning. Still about 57 in Lawrence. Tonight, a low of about 46. Then tomorrow should be perfect. It should be sunny and pleasant and about 72 degrees. Again this year, KPR's Live Day broadcast presents our own Destiny Ann Mermegan in a free concert at the Lawrence Public Library Friday night, October 24th. Admission's free, but seating's limited, so please RSVP now at kansaspublicradio.org. Hope you can join us for a night of spooky tunes, tales, and bad jokes for Halloween Friday night, October 24th at 7, plus a costume contest. Presented by Kansas Public Radio. And support for classical music here on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Field Day Feast, a farm-to-table dining experience featuring Chef Vaughn Good of Fox and Pearl at Kaw Valley Field Day, October 11th. Tickets and details at kawvalleyfieldday.com. When George Gershwin made a suite of the orchestral tunes in his own Porgy and Bess, he called it a suite from Catfish Row. Here it is now on KPR. George Gershwin's great score from Porgy and Bess. He took the tunes in it and made it to an orchestral suite, and this way it's called Catfish Row on KPR.
If you've watched Hulu's hit reality show, The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, you might think Macy Neely has it all, but her college years were anything but smooth.
I had just gotten home from college. I was pregnant and was kind of trying to figure out what to do with my life.
Macy Neely on her new memoir, Told You So, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that and lots more during All Things Considered, starting at 3 here on KPR. Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We have classical music right up until then. I'm Cordelia Brown with you for another hour before Jeff Watson comes in to do noon to 3 to bring you some great classics. Right after the news, we'll have some, well, we're going back east. A Hymn to New England by John Williams. You'll get the feeling as he uses his flying music that we're flying over the beautiful autumn leaves of the East Coast. And then Charles Ives, Three Places in New England, before we heard some woodland sketches by New England composer Edward McDowell. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. They all make up KPR.
Live from NPR News in Wimisey, Emily Fang, NPR News near Oz.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. John Williams conducting the Utah Symphony Orchestra for something he was commissioned to write for an IMAX film that showed the beautiful fall leaves of New England turning colors. And it's called, by John Williams, A Hymn to New England. Next on KPR, we'll hear Three Places in New England by Charles Ives. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Presenting Bipartisan Policy Center experts Michael Kelly and Andy Winkler for Affordable Housing in America on October 21st at 10 a.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Charles Ives worked on these between, as early as 1903. He got the idea, but finished it in about 1915. It's called Three Places in New England. And the three movements are called the St. Gaudens in Boston Common, Putnam's Camp, Reading, Connecticut, and the Housatonic at Stockbridge. Imagine being across the table from a mild-mannered insurance man, insurance provider, who was also a renowned American composer. Ives was very successful during his lifetime as an insurance salesman and executive for most of his career. He founded the successful agency Ives & Myrick in 1907. Anyway, we just heard his composition, Three Places in New England. Charles Ives' music played by Leopold Stokowski with the American Symphony Orchestra. And next on KPR, we have more music from New England, the Woodland Sketches. Imagine 10 short piano pieces, 19 minutes. That's what we'll have next. In the noon hour, as it happens, we've got music from two great Italian film composers. Here, the love theme from Cinema Paradiso by Ennio Morricone, and a bit later, a bassoon concerto from Nino Rota, plus a Spanish piano quintet and more during classical music from noon to 3, right here on Kansas Public Radio. These pieces came out in 1896, and it sold a lot of copies. It's a set called The Woodland Sketches. They were little preliminary sketches that Edward McDowell would do at the breakfast table and just wad them up and throw them away before he really started composing out in his shed back of the house that they'd rent every summer out in the country. I think where he wrote these was in New Hampshire, But his wife would save the little scraps, and she said, these are good. And so he put some titles to them. And a lot of pianos, especially in the very early 1900s, had this on the piano rack. And the first one is easy enough for a student or an amateur to play, and it became wildly popular, To a Wild Rose. But listen to the other nine titles all together when you hear them. It's kind of a poem. Here are the 10 pieces. To a Wild Rose, Will-o'-the-Wisp, at an old trysting place, in autumn, from an Indian lodge, to a water lily, from Uncle Remus, a deserted farm, by a meadow brook, told at sunset. Beginning with To a Water Lily and ending with, no, beginning with To a Wild Rose and ending with the other one. Woodland Sketches by Edward McDowell from 1896 that he wrote while on summer vacation in New Hampshire. Vivian Rivkin was the soloist. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware and East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. And now music that was commissioned in 1903, but took Debussy a while to finish it. It was quite a challenge for him. Here's Claude Debussy's Rhapsody for saxophone and orchestra on KPR. Debussy's Rhapsody for saxophone and orchestra with Jean Martineau and the National Radio Orchestra of France.
You know that Morning Edition keeps for the news and a little something unexpected on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning. Morning Edition from NPR is on every weekday morning on KPR before classical music starts at 9. And goes till 3. My time is up. It's 12 noon. But Jeff Watson has a great show ready for you between now and 3 o'clock with Enrique Granados Piano Quintet in G minor, Kurt Atterberg's Violin, Viola, and Orchestra Suite, also the Bassoon Concerto of Nino Rota, and Ennio Morricone's Cinema Paradiso Love Theme. You'll hear that right after the news and Stardate, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 and KANQ Chanute 90.3 or KansasPublicRadio.org. It's KPR.